I'm Marco Werman. This is The World. It was a momentous day in Tripoli. Hundreds of rebels fought their way into the compound of longtime Libyan leader Muammar Gaddafi. Once inside, they fired their weapons in celebration. Other Libyan rebels say they've overrun the eastern oil port of Ras Lanuf. They say they're on their way toward the city of Sirte. That's the birthplace of Colonel Gaddafi. His whereabouts remain unknown. But a spokesman for the opposition Transitional National Council, Mahmoud Shammam, says Libyans understand the importance of finding Gaddafi.
We know that he will do everything in his effort, first, to keep the grab of any power, even if he had a remote area in the south, so he can make whatever he wants to make over there and start to working the counter-revolution. Okay, we are determined, we have will to follow him everywhere in the world, and bring him to the justice.
Mahmoud Shammam there with the Libyan opposition group, the Transitional National Council. Back in Tripoli, the BBC's Rana Jawad has been monitoring today's fighting. We reached her this afternoon, and she described the scene as Libyan rebels were taking over Gaddafi's compound.
Opposition forces have breached that fortress that is in the capital belonging to Colonel Gaddafi, and they are inside, and we've seen pictures of rebel fighters seizing his home inside the compound. It is a very large stretch of land, and we saw pictures of them bringing down a statue, or the head, a golden head of a statue of Colonel Gaddafi, and they put it on the floor and they were stepping on it. So extraordinary scenes developing.
But apparently Muammar Gaddafi is still out of sight, wasn't there when those rebels arrived.
Indeed, Colonel Gaddafi and his sons were nowhere in sight. And I don't think anyone entered, any of those fighters entered that compound thinking that they are going to find them there and, you know, waiting for them to be captured. Everyone was quite certain that they are not in the compound. But for the rebels to take over that fortress here in the capital that has such symbolism to many people here, I think in that sense it's significant. However, we'll have to wait and see what the coming hours will bring, and whether certain elements of the regime are still fighting in smaller areas in the capital.
And for the Libyans in your part of the city who are watching this on TV, what is the meaning of the Bab al-Azizia compound getting overrun by rebels after 42 years of Gaddafi?
Well, for them, it signals the end. There is no doubt in anyone's mind, but in much of Tripoli, I would wager, that this is the end of the regime, unless there is there's always possibilities out there, and there were always theories of some larger diabolical plan by Gaddafi to destroy the entire country before he gets killed or steps down from power. That aside, though, the people knew the end was near. They've known that for months now, and they've been expecting it because there's been so much bloodshed across the country since this conflict erupted. Many people were quite aware that there is no turning back, even people who once supported him and even people who accepted him but didn't necessarily feel that he was the best person to lead the country or felt anything about the opposition movement either. But months into the conflict, everyone was quite convinced that there is no turning back, and it would only end when this regime would fall.
And what about the rest of the city, Rana? Are rebels in control? I'm hearing gunfire behind you. Presumably that's celebratory gunfire.
That is celebratory gunfire. It's quite distant now. It's been going on for the past half an hour. It was very, very loud at one point. I think everyone was standing on their rooftops or in front of their homes firing their weapons into the air. So, again, a festive mood somewhat. Well, we haven't seen any outpour of citizens into the streets simply because I think there are checkpoints manned by residents in the area who are armed as well as rebel fighters to make sure there is no breakdown in public order as the situation unfolds. So this is still a critical time. Colonel Gaddafi and his sons are nowhere to be seen. I don't think anyone believes there's much they can do at this stage except run away and probably hide somewhere. But there still is a lot of guns around the city. I would wager about 60 to 70% of the population here in the capital in terms of households are armed at the moment. So people will be very wary of simply taking to the streets while celebratory gunshots are being fired, because as they say, what goes up must come down, and I think they'd want to avoid any accidental deaths.
The BBC's Rana Jawad in Tripoli.